This is oral sex posting on the Gone Wild Audio subreddit. Please don't rehost this content anywhere else. The aim of this audio is to guide you towards an incredibly deep and powerful G-spot orgasm with the Enjoy Pure Wand. Now, not everyone squirts, so please don't go into this with that expectation, but I'll prepare you just in case you do. I'll mainly be addressing those of you with vaginas, but the man who gifted me this wand also gave instructions that worked for me, so it doesn't mean that you can't learn something to pass on to a lucky partner. After a few tries, it's safe to say he knows what he's talking about. So this guide is an amalgamation of his instructions and my experiences and observations. Some context. A listener got in contact asking if I'd tried the Enjoy Pure Wand. I hadn't even heard of it, but the most rudimentary of searches revealed its legendary status and cult following. No pressure, he said, but if you'd like to try, I'll treat you. Life's short and I'm a woman of pleasure, so obviously I said yes. It arrived a few days later in the most beautiful presentation box. Inside, a mysterious curve of mirror-shine stainless steel perched promisingly on a pink satin cushion. Quite the flex. It resembles a door handle by Philippe Starck. Look it up if you're curious. It's sensuously curved but also heavy. 8 inches or 200 millimeters across, and weighing in at 1.5 pounds or 680 grams. I lift weights, so it's already kind of my thing. And actually, the weight does most of the work for you. You only really need your hands for gentle guidance. It shouldn't tire your arms. The wand also doubles up as a lethal weapon. It's love at first sight. Don't be intimidated by the insertable ends. The smaller one is 1 inch or 25 millimeters in diameter, and the large end is 1.5 inches or 38 millimeters. So with that in mind, and the fact that the G-spot is located about 2 to 3 inches, that's about 5 to 8 centimeters, on the front wall of the vagina, to any penis owners listening for purely voyeuristic reasons, I can't stress enough how size really doesn't matter. The wand is also made of medical grade stainless steel, so it's body safe, easy to clean, and if properly cared for, it'll last a lifetime. Many lifetimes. And finally, it's unique. It doesn't resemble genitalia. It's not trying to imitate or replace a real life penis, which is something that also appeals to me. And despite its materials, the curve stops it looking too clinical as well. So back to those of you with vaginas. You know when the most radical thing you were told to do was to get a hand mirror and stare at your vulva, perhaps learning the names of all the external parts from your clitoris to your perineum? For a lot of us, this is where self-exploration ends. And I'm aware that I'm on Gone Wild Audio and Gone Wild Audible, and that hand mirror may have been just the beginning for you, but for a lot of people, it's as far as they've ever been. If you're fortunate enough to own an Enjoy wand and you're following along, I strongly advise you to sit in front of a full-length mirror and watch yourself as you and the wand become better acquainted with each other. Not only will the mirror reflect you in all your majesty, but it will keep you focused, reminding you that what you're doing is more akin to self-love than a means to an end. I think it's best perfected alone before you introduce it to a partner. It's a very intense experience, and I know I'd put pressure on myself to produce results, as it were, when tension and pressure are the last thing you want to experience. I'll come back to that later. Generally, you want to be hydrated, but especially when using the Enjoy wand. There's potential body fluids, which according to science may or may not contain pee, flying about. You don't want this fluid, whatever it is, to be concentrated. Make a habit of this and don't suddenly fill your bladder just before you begin your exploration. I strongly recommend you find a waterproof surface to sit on. Time exists on a different plane in Enjoyland. You may be sitting on that wet towel on your bed for much longer than you thought, by which time any fluids produced have seeped into the sheets and mattress. If you're not in possession of a tarpaulin, may I suggest positioning yourself on a towel on a bathroom floor or other hard floor? It will make any cleanup much quicker and easier. If for health or mobility reasons you need to do this on a bed, you have been warned. I don't know how much experience you've already had with your G-spot, but typically when it's stimulated, people feel like they have to pee. Immediately before you begin your session, free yourself of that anxiety by emptying your bladder. You may find a lubricant to be handy, but remember the insertable parts of the toy are only 1 inch on the small end and 1.5 inches on the large in diameter. Finally, you may want to have something to stimulate your clit on standby. I use a mains-powered wand vibrator, but you might prefer something a little less drastic. To those of you following along, now's a good time to pause this audio while you gather everything you need. As I said before, time passes in a very different way, so do set a timer if you need to. I'd say set aside 40 minutes or so for this very first session. If you'd like to warm up your wand to body temperature, and I suggest you do, then run it under the tap or leave it in a basin of warm water while you finish setting up. You'll only need to do this once. The stainless steel retains heat remarkably well. Pause now if you need to. Otherwise, I hope you're sitting comfortably. Let's begin. Apply lube to the small end of the wand. Spread your legs comfortably wide and rub this end up and down the entrance to your vagina and your clit. When you're ready, it should be pretty easy to slide it all the way inside you. Now push down on the other end. The small end should now be pinpointing your G-spot. We're going to rock back and forth very gently on this for a few minutes, just to get the blood flowing. Mm.
Now, this is where sitting in front of a mirror comes in very handy. What you want to do is keep rocking until you see the wand getting wet or creamy. If you're not quite there yet, pause and catch up. Otherwise, you want to start thrusting the wand back and forth over your G-spot. In for a count of three. One, two, three, and out for three. One, two, three. Do not remove it from your vagina while doing this. The small head is going to rub on your G-spot the entire time. I'll count for a bit and then go silent, so you can do this at your own pace. If you feel like you need to pee, you're doing it right. So, one, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. Hopefully, like me, you're feeling turned on and ready to go. If not, pause and catch up. Remove the toy. Dry the end that's just been inside you, as we'll be turning it round, and you don't want your new handle to slip out of your hands. Now, if you've warmed up nicely, you shouldn't need any lube to insert the larger end into your vagina. Obviously, if that's not the case, feel free to apply. Just rubbing it on the entrance to my vagina. So now we're going to experiment with rocking and thrusting the wand. Now you want to be making a kind of splashy noise. If you're feeling like you need to pee, your instinct is going to tell you to tighten up. However, you went to the bathroom before you started, didn't you? Ignore that urge, breathe, and keep everything relaxed. Keep everything open down there. If you don't think You can climax from G-spot stimulation alone. Now's the time to add clitoral stimulation. When you feel yourself coming and you want to try squirting, thrust as fast as you can. Remove the wand and push down as hard as you can. Allow yourself to accept that this also might not happen. Keep breathing, keep relaxing, and enjoy whatever comes next. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Oh.